next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions are 6-1 in conference play and 8-2 overall. Penn State visits Rutgers on Saturday, an 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll take questions now, then.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As you run, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Keith Sargent, NJ.com.
Hey, James, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. How important have your two Jersey linebackers been, Jason Cabinda and Brandon Bell, been to your overall defense's success?
Yeah, they've been awesome. Jason Cabinda's leadership as well as playmaking, you watch him out there as the quarterback of our defense, setting the front, making the adjustments, he's done a great job. And then Brandon Bell's just been a playmaker. His entire career has just, you know, been a playmaker for us. And both of those guys are playing really well right now and just been tremendous leaders for our defense.
And I know you were hesitant to label Rutgers-Penn State a rivalry in the past, but, you know, Chris Ashton's presence just in recruiting, you know, in New Jersey overall, has that elevated it, you know, the game between Rutgers and Penn State in your mind?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Has it elevated into more of a rivalry in your
mind? No, I didn't hear what you said before that.
Oh, I know you were hesitant in the past to label a rivalry, but, you know, with Chris Ash, you know, being you know, the way he's recruited, you know, and just the way they've, you know, gone about their program, has it elevated, has it turned it into a rivalry in your mind?
It's a great game, and obviously there's some regional factors to the game, obviously, because we're so close to one another, and so many alumni in both areas and things like that, and we're excited about playing on Saturday. It's going to be great, and Coach Ash is doing a really good job.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from David Evans, Sports on Earth.
Jim, what do you think of the committee's approach to assessing margin of victory, which basically
You're breaking up. What'd you say?
What do you think of the committee's approach to margin of victory and expecting just focusing on the win? So.
You're really breaking up, but I'm assuming you're asking about the committee and how they go about it?
Yeah, how they assess margin of victory.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm focused on Rutgers. We're excited about playing Rutgers this week. It's going to be a great environment and a great game, and our guys are excited about playing. All those other things externally that are going on are wonderful, but we just focus on getting better today and have an opportunity to be successful Saturday against Rutgers, and anything that comes from that, you know, comes from that, but it's not anything that we can control, so we don't focus on it.
What do you think about just kind of the bigger issue of them sort of not factoring in margin of victory?
I'm concerned about playing Rutgers this weekend and excited about it. Coach Ash has done a great job. All the stuff that the playoff committee factors into decisions and things like that. To be honest with you, I'm not concerned with or aware of. I'm focused on Rutgers, and so is our team.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Christopher Heidel, Herb FM Radio in Baltimore.
Hey, Coach Franklin. How you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Talk about Rutgers. What was it like for you guys going up to the New York, New Jersey area to play Rutgers? And is that going to help you guys recruit a lot of those great talented players from that area?
Well, you just look at Penn State historically. Obviously, the state of Pennsylvania, Maryland, the New Jersey area, you know, Virginia, all those areas just traditionally have been so good for Penn State in terms of you know, finding student athletes that were great fits here. So we'll just see how that factors out and how it plays out. You know, obviously, you know, we got a large alumni base there. I'm hoping they come out and support us. But yeah, you know, obviously in this footprint and in this area, we need to do a great job in recruiting. And you know, whenever you have an opportunity to get in front of those guys and play, that, you know, it helps. But most importantly, we're just focused on playing well at Rutgers this weekend.
And playing against, what are the three keys for you guys to beat Rutgers? I know probably one of them is to do a quick start to get out, you know, real quick on them, real quick on an away field, pretty much.
No, our focus is on winning the turnover margin like it is every week. The second one is winning the explosive play battle. Those two statistics typically have the biggest factor in winning and losing week in and week out. So, you know, we want to make sure that we win those two things. And then after that, you know, it's field position. You know, we want to make sure that our drive start average with special teams and turnovers and things like that, you know, that we win those three battles. And we've done a pretty good job this year of managing those three.
Well, good luck this week on a safe trip to New Jersey.
Thank you, sir.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.